Well, Women's Western Junior Champion. Mara, how good does that sound?
It sounds amazing. I've worked really hard, and so to have this win and for all my hard work to pay off, it really means a lot.
And have you won other tournaments before? And if so, where is this the biggest win of, shall we say, your career?
I would say so. I won the high school state tournament my sophomore year. So, and we didn't have the tournament this past year. So this and that win were definitely my two biggest wins that I've had so far.
What was the key this week for you here at this golf course?
It was a really tough golf course this week. I mean, everything played hard with the weather conditions, super windy, rain today, yesterday. So it was definitely difficult. But I think for me, it was just I wanted to find fairways and hit on the green and two putt. That was my goal. And so if I did that, I knew that I'd have a good chance at either winning the hole or tying the hole. And having a putt drop here and there was expected. But for me, it was, boring golf is what I wanted to play this week. So.
Well, your championship match, you won by somewhat of a comfortable margin. Didn't go down the last hole. You didn't have to play extra holes. What was your toughest match of the week? Is there one where you kind of look back and say, yeah, I'm glad I moved on from that one?
So my first match yesterday morning, I was four down through six. And I was like, there are so many holes left to play. I'm definitely not out of this. My turning point was on seven. I almost got an albatross. I hit a 6-iron to about 3 inches, just tracking right into the hole. And that was definitely my turning point of yesterday. And then went on to birdie 8, 9, and 10. So that really just turned the match around, which was really exciting. I think that gave me a lot of momentum going into yesterday afternoon. And then I woke up this morning, I had a very early morning. I was super excited, jumped out of bed and had a smile on my face. So I was ready to come out today.
I know that you're going to hit what you need in any situation, but was there a club this week that you're like, okay, I need to hit a shot here. I know that I can count on my 8-iron, my 6-iron, my 5-wood, whatever it was. Did you have a go-to club if you really needed it?
I would say I was pretty confident off the tee this week. I was hitting my driver well. I was making good contact with it, hitting it far. So I knew when I needed to take advantage of that, I could do that. But I would say with my wedges, I had pretty good wedge distances in, and I hit a lot of those pretty close, which gave me good birdie opportunities. So.
Well, this club is over 100 years old. Do you like the older style courses? Do they kind of fit your eye in your game?
I do. I really enjoyed it out here this week. It was such a challenge. And I was talking to Madison earlier, and she was a little worried about going into this week about some of the holes. I know there's a lot of the greens have a lot of undulation. And so for me, it was like, as long as I was on the green, I could find a good place to putt, get a good line on it, and be confident in my line. I knew that I would have good success out here because I know this was definitely a challenge for many players. At least everyone out here was definitely a challenge. So.
What do you think when you hear some of the names of the gals who have won this championship in the past, you know, the Nancy Lopez's and people like that? What does it mean for you to put your name along with them?
It gives me a lot of confidence. I have a big summer schedule and obviously still a lot of golf left to play, college and everything coming up. So it gives me a lot of confidence going into that, knowing that big names have won this tournament and I could do the same. So
you're going to play the Women's Western Amateur at Park Ridge, correct?
Yes. I will be there in July.
Okay. And Illinois Women's Open at Misswood?
I unfortunately will not be playing in that one. I've got the USAM qualifier that week. So.
And so take us through where you're at. You got another year at high school before you go to University of Michigan?
Yes. So I'm a junior, or I just finished junior year at Barrington High School. So I've got senior year with the golf team this fall. And then we'll head to Michigan in the fall of 2022. So,
I understand that your coach at Michigan might have come out to see you play yesterday. How nice was that, and how nice was it to actually win with her looking on?
Yeah, that was really exciting. She actually had never seen me play before, and so to have her out here, it was really, really cool. And just to be able to spend time with her, this was my first time being able to talk to her in person due to the COVID guidelines in the past. So it was really, really cool to have her here. It meant a lot.
How tough was the recruiting process for you? I've talked to other college coaches and they said, we're trying to recruit through watching a video of somebody somewhere. And it's not easy because we're not able to really go out to the tournaments and watch these players play in person.
Yeah, it was, honestly, it wasn't too difficult for me. A lot of the coaches I talked to were so great. They really understood just the circumstances and kind of the position that we were in. And so that made it a lot easier on me in order to make a decision that I think I thought would benefit myself the most. And everyone was just, they were really just very helpful. And my coaches, everyone who helped me along that process, just made it super simple for me. So without them, I definitely could not have done it.
Well, I know you got a lot of years to think about it yet, but a lot of kids, boys and girls, that go to college, play Division I golf, they have some sort of intent of turning pro someday. Are you thinking about that at all, or is that just too far away right now?
You know, it's always been a thought in my mind, but it seems a little far away right now. I think just going through college and seeing how that goes and looking to my future and seeing how I want to spend the rest of my life and see what I want to do. That's when I'll make a better decision. But right now I'm a little unsure.
Congratulations on winning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.